What's up, everybody? It's here. Albie Canis is here.
Hello.
Mom.
Hey.
Jules.
Hi, guys.
This is Core 4 type things, you know, which, and you guys don't even know why that might be funny. It might be funny. It might not be funny later in the future.
Core 4?
Yeah, it's a long story, Ken. Don't even let me get into it.
I missed the whole thing.
Yeah, it's probably something, yeah. I digress. Okay. Anyway, how's everybody doing?
Good. Well, we're doing well.
We're here at the Don's, which is nice. Mom.
Long time.
Thank you for having us.
Listen, it was an unexpected surprise.
All of a sudden, you didn't know?
I had no idea. Albie walked in tonight. I was having dinner for one, as usual.
Right.
And Albie walked in, and I said, what are you doing here? Assuming potting, of course. And then he said, let's go to dinner, which we did. And now all you kids are here potting.
Were you thrilled?
Very nice to see everyone, yes.
Yeah. I feel like it's Sunday, but it's not.
It's not.
It's got a Sunday vibe.
It's definitely got a Sunday vibe. Mm-hmm. I wish it was Sunday. I wish it was like 4:30.
You know, we before we get into a number of things, we had quite the flurry of activity on the gram over the last couple of episodes, which we're going to get into some of your comments. Couple quick little updates. We were trying to get Christine here.
I tried so hard.
What happened?
She just said no.
But it seemed to me.
Should we call her again?
I mean,
Do we call her every episode?
No, yeah. We don't.
We don't call her enough.
We call
guys. You know what?
Oh, we don't. She said we don't call.
All right.
No, she was on the fence. You saw the
text. Just give her a call. Give her a call.
She goes, okay, what time?
You're against her coming or against the phone call?
I'm against the game.
The game of what?
Oh, the begging?
Begging.
Oh, okay. I understand.
So
right.
Should I not do this? No.
No. Call. Let's get an update. Let's get a little update.
All right. For the people.
Wait, yeah. I'm going to pretend.
Because I want to know. I genuinely want to know.
I'm going to put on speaker and be like, are you here?
Tell her we're recording because, you know, she gets very upset.
Are you here? Because she never told me she wasn't coming. She just said
let her know that we're, you know, in the midst.
She's probably not going to pick up because she knows we're recording.
Hence the game.
You know what?
She's wise to our...
Hello?
Hi.
Are you here?
No.
Why? You asked me what time.
We're recording.
I know, but I told you I wasn't coming.
But we're recording right now.
Okay.
So you're not here?
No, I told you that I wasn't coming.
No, but it ended with you saying what time,
yeah,
so that
did.
Left everybody confused.
No. Oh, okay, yes, no, I'm not coming.
Well, all right, we're not going to ask you anymore, just so you know, this is the end of it.
Okay.
That's it, it's the takeaway. I'm giving you the takeaway.
Am I on right now?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay, then I'll talk to you later.
Oh, you don't even... Wow.
Does she have parting words to the community? That's
you
a
have
really
parting words
cold
to the community.
To...
Very important. Do you have parting words to the community?
Oh, parting words? Like, oh, so these are my parting words?
Yeah, like, because you're never going to talk to them again.
They feel abandoned.
Right. I feel bad for the community, honestly.
I don't think anyone really cares.
No, they do. People care. The community cares. And these are your parting words, so just spill it.
I mean, unless you want to come. There's plenty of time.
From where I live now, it's going to take me like 35 minutes. Okay.
That's an aggressive lie. But, it's going to take you a good 20.
Google it.
But it's also fine. We'll be done with this
one,
35,
and
we'll do another
one. And then we'll do another pity pod.
Pity pod?
Yeah. Are you going
to
come?
No, it's not pity with a T. She called it
P-I-D-D-Y. Pity pod.
Yeah, you have to watch.
Oh, God.
Yeah,
did you want to?
Yeah, no, you got to watch.
You want to be going at pity pod? Yeah, like, yes. I pity you?
Yeah.
Now I do. Now it's pity pod.
What are you saying?
All right, are you coming?
I don't know what to do. I'm so confused.
Oh my God. I wish the community can hear us and like just respond to this.
Right.
Everybody be like rolling their eyes like, come on, Christine.
Yeah, right.
Christine, it's not that big a decision.
Really?
If you enjoy your time
who
with
gives
everybody,
a shit?
Who cares? It's just
and
a fun thing to do.
Go on it again.
All right, well, listen. I don't really care about those people at all. So you're going to come now. Or this is going to be the final goodbye to the community.
Oh, so I'm getting an ultimatum.
Yes, because this has been too long
they're
already.
Upset. They feel
an ultimatum.
Right,
she made
it's
that
been
choice,
2 minutes
so
and 9 seconds already. I'm like, you gotta either you can shit or get off the pot, Christine. Are you coming? Yes or no? Let's go.
I'm not coming.
Why?
Because I don't feel like driving all
the way. All right, say goodbye to the community.
Wow.
Bye.
Wow.
Wow, and that's the words that the last parting words to the community.
Wow.
Bye.
Wow.
How
dramatic.
Come on. Me? Bye.
I drove. She doesn't feel like driving.
Listen. Yeah, right.
I've come from
south.
Yeah.
From the south.
From the hills of
from
of
the hills.
What about me?
And Candace has arrived after a day of swim camp and volleyball
work
camp
all
and
day,
work and everything
beach
else.
Beach volleyball.
And
I didn't stop.
Jewel, the same thing. Traveled. I opened up my home to everyone. So you know what? What does the community mean to Christine?
Community, I just want you all to know the parting words were bye.
That was messed up. All right, let's move on. Let's just move on.
Before we get into some things,
has anybody got any, you know, anything they want to address? Any fun stories? Anything going on? Mom, you're into crystals.
Yeah.
Oh, she's been trying to get.
She's in that phase of the old reality star stuff. She's now, now she's, and like, because everybody that's been on a reality show, they have a phase.
No.
You're doing the Spencer Pratt thing. You're like holding crystals towards the sun.
No, I'm not doing that at all.
You're not holding crystals towards the sun?
They burn shit at like certain times.
No, Lauren does that. Lauren's into the moon.
You said. Sent me many a reminder. Don't forget, it's the summer solstice,
summer solstice.
What is it? What is it called?
No. Lauren is the one that burns, and I've learned from her. I do what I have learned over the past year or so that I'm in a different place in my life, and I just want things that bring me joy.
And like Marie Kondo.
Correct. And things that bring me peace. Mm-hmm. And I get joy from buying crystals for people and looking at the colors, etc. I am learning about them. I can't say that I, you know, same thing. Do you believe in ghosts? Do you believe, you know, in karma? Do you believe in witchcraft? Do you believe in all of these things? It's just an education for myself that I am enjoying my time. Meditating, for instance.
Yeah.
Right? I found myself enjoying meditating.
Now,
and it's
you...
not the meditating like, it's not that.
No.
I put peaceful music on. I sit in the great room. I burn a little candle or something, and I just chill out. That's my form of meditating.
So,
can I tell you, it brings me tremendous peace of mind.
Did you watch like a YouTube or something like that? Did you watch a...
I'm YouTubing. I'm YouTubing, and you know I love to read, so I'm reading up about it.
I have something to say about this.
So am I a crystal fanatic that walks around with crystals in my bra and holding it up to the sun? No. Do I look at a stone and say, gee, that's pretty, and I'm going to put it in the great room or I'm going to put it in the kitchen? Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Do I put it under my pillow and drink from water with crystals in it? No.
Right.
But it's just something that I'm enjoying. So what I'm taking from that is this gives me joy, and I am celebrating that.
Well, I have something to say on this subject.
Mm-hmm.
So I am not so... into it, although everybody thinks I should be, including you.
You should sell them at the store,
right? Mm-hmm. But I did do something twice that was pretty, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I went to this place that sells crystals in Montclair, and there's a back room. And what I did in that back room is I met with a monk from Sri Lanka, and I met with this monk, and he did a whole thing, and you have to meditate with the monk. He comes. He's very small. He's very cute. His name is something like Bondi. I think it is Bondi. And it was the coolest thing ever done. He makes you shut your eyes and he puts his little hand right on your head. And all of a sudden you feel this energy. Mm-hmm. He makes you shut your eyes and like do this whole thing and like takes you through this journey in your mind. And I didn't believe in any of this, by the way, until I actually did it. And then at the end of the journey, like you wind up in this place. And he's like, okay, so now what color is the water in front of you? It's like this thing. And I was like, black. And he's like, oh.
Bad choice.
And he goes,
bad color.
I go, what does that mean? And he's like, that's the way that you see your soul and
nice.
Your heart.
Whoa. Very good.
I was
good.
Like, what? A black heart.
Yeah, nice. Very good.
And I was like, wow.
So I know that I'm going to say crystal blue.
Yeah.
Now you know.
Black.
But don't you
think? The water was black. It was dark.
Didn't you find peace in that?
Well, do you have a monk?
I found peace, but then I got a little nervous.
Why? Well, because of the black heart.
Black soul.
Well, yeah. I mean.
Can that be a thing, a voice to you saying, okay, this is a wake up call, Candace, where you have to see yourself differently and view your life differently and make some changes.
Was that monk is that like an office hours monk or
no,
is he like
legit.
A pop-up?
Oh, he's a pop-up monk.
Yeah.
So he's from Sri Lanka, like I said, and he has his own church. He like popped around and does stuff, but he has his own church in Chicago, which I'm dying to go to. It's not
Let's
a church.
Let's go. Let's do it.
Love him.
I'm going to tell you something wild about this.
Mm-hmm.
Guess what I Googled today?
Please talk into the
Sri Lanka monks in Chicago?
I was looking at places because again I like to travel and I don't do mail order crystals. I like to see them and look at them. Mm-hmm. I don't feel like, you know when people say you feel the energy, okay, I don't feel a damn thing. I don't
well you will with this guy,
but I just I look at them and I smile. And that's all I want out of life.
You just want to look at pretty shit.
No, no, no. Just things that give me peace. And that gives me peace. We all know we live in a wild world.
I'm going to take you with me.
But I Googled and I was looking at two places in Montclair.
Okay. This.
What's wild about that is that you mentioned Montclair.
So Josh didn't believe me. He was like, all right, this monk touched your head and you believe that. I'm like, I swear to God. He's there in the robe, the whole thing. I bought his book. Like, I was all into him. So I took Josh with me the second time, and Josh bought his beads.
Oh, yeah.
Totally was into it, like felt
Let's
everything
go this
I
week.
Felt.
We'll go with Lauren.
He only comes special times.
Well, how do you know he was there?
He has he travels the country. And he doesn't listen. He doesn't keep any money. He like floats to people's homes that he feels with, like he feels like a vibe with, and they take him in.
Franklin Lakes.
Yeah, you need let's get you a monk.
All right,
I need
a monk. I'm going to reach out. I know his website.
You get him for me.
I'm going to get his website. I'm going to call. Imagine he was a guest. Imagine.
Here's the thing. Don't you think that it's bizarre that we're having this conversation and I didn't know that about you because you were a Miss Secret?
Yeah.
Okay. But here's the thing. I am a realist. I consider myself to be a realist. Okay. I am brutally honest and I'm very blunt. We all know that about me.
Yeah.
Okay. I also feel deeply. When I love you with everything I've got. Mm-hmm. When I'm angry, it's explosive, but I keep it inside of me kind of thing. And I said to myself, Caroline, you're going to be 60 in a few weeks. Got to let it go, girl. Let it go. Well, find your peace. And over the past few months, I have, I guess, during COVID and all that, mm-hmm. I have just let so much go, you know, regrets, things like that, all these things, you know, bad feelings, whatever. And I've decided that I am going to live, you know, in just peace.
Well,
and what brings me joy. And I don't care if it's a peanut butter or jelly sandwich at midnight. If that brings me joy, mm-hmm. I'm doing it. And that's the way I've been living. And I'm really cool with it.
Well, Jules, look.
I feel like.
That's him.
Oh, he's adorable.
That's his name. Bhante Sujanta. Mm-hmm. I've met him 3 times now.
And that is a picture
don't
of a church.
Don't give his name out yet. Because now Bhante's going to be very busy.
Well, no, he's coming here first. I'm going to call him.
Jules,
he's
I think
the
you would.
Loving kindness monk.
I think, Jules, do you have like a monk or anything
he's
like
cute.
That?
He's got a nice smile.
I had a so spiritual kind. Guru who came up to me years ago at the Garden State Plaza Mall. She told me that I had a bright light, but demons are going to try and get to me.
Oh,
no,
my
too
God.
Late. I'm here. Yeah, that was done. It was like, she's like, yeah, then I met you for coffee for the first time, and now here we are.
But no, she like did these blessings on me, and yeah, there were certain prayers.
And then she asked you to work at Abercrombie.
But here's the thing. There is a greater power.
There
has
is.
To be.
Yes.
I believe in God. I have tremendous faith in God. I talk to God a million times a day. I thank God a million times a day. The other day, I was driving and I saw a beach ball that some child must have had and it was thrown in the grass and it was just so this colorful beach ball with all flowers in the grass. And I, as I'm driving, I said, thank you, God. Why? Because it looked at it and it was just something beautiful to see and something sweet and innocent. Do that a million times a day. That's a higher power, right? That's something speaking to you. So why not? Why not believe in whatever you want to believe in as long as it brings you joy and it's good and not evil, you know, why not embrace it?
Yeah, and she was a great person. I really enjoyed talking with her. But I do. I believe in all that stuff, like angel numbers, synchronicities, all that.
Yeah. Well, I think we've talked about on this show how a waitress at the Brownstone told me that I'm here to save humankind.
Yes, and that was years ago.
It was, and I feel like maybe...
This is it.
Maybe
is it?
She had the wrong dream.
No, or
Bit
Dear
of a
Albie.
At this point.
Dear Albie, here we are.
I don't think that Dear Albie's doing that.
No, but
I appreciate
it. Could be.
We do have our own little community. I like it.
It could be the stepping stone to greater things.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no.
Never leaving the community, of course.
Yeah, I mean, I suppose. I suppose. A couple other little random things. Not to. Let's put a bow on it with this. Let's try and get the monk in here.
Okay.
I think we should get
the
monk.
I'm going to email him straight up. I'm not even going to wait if you see his calendar. I'm just going to email him.
The monk
direct.
Coming in here and we're talking about me time and all that.
He is.
Oh, my. Well, I'm not going to.
The
not,
loving kind. His name is the loving kindness
well,
monk.
Well, he shouldn't judge. I mean, feel like whatever.
He
look,
won't judge.
We allow any type of questions to come through. I don't, you know, I don't read these things in advance. Right now, this is a long one. So, I mean, you know, I'm going to find out what the hell this is even about.
It's
but the point is,
very professional.
I don't know if it's monk worthy or not. I have no idea.
But the monk will determine what's monk worthy. Bhante will determine that. So when I email him, I'm going to tell him about the podcast. I'm going to tell him I've gone to see him already several times. I'm a fan. I have his book. Josh wears his beads every day. I'm going to drop all that information. I'm going to be like, so will you be a guest on our podcast? You could stay here. I'm going to offer your home.
Oh, you're going to offer my guest room to Bhante?
I'm going to say we have a home for you. I know you travel. You don't stay in hotels. You wait for spaces to open up to you.
I don't know if I got to be honest.
I don't think he'd be shocked.
That much I don't know if I like.
No.
I don't know if I want the money.
Bhante could go to Berkeley.
Huh?
Bhante could go to Berkeley.
We can put him at the Berkeley. That's fine.
Well, okay.
Do you know that it used to be?
But he doesn't like hotels.
It used to be, actually, at one time when it wasn't, there was only one time in its life where it wasn't a hotel. And it was a transcendental meditation center. So,
oh my God, he's gonna fit right in.
Yeah, he's gonna, he's gonna be picking up energy.
I'm gonna
all
email
time.
Him tonight. Swear, Jules.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I'm gonna email him.
I'll drive him down. You tell him to get his ass to Franklin Lakes, and I'll drive him down to the Berkeley. We'll have a spiritual hour and a half drive.
We'll connect with him on the beach.
I just don't know where all this. I don't know how we got to this place where Mom's like, no, I need that monk stat.
She was about to let him stay here. She's still into it. He's very peaceful.
I need the monk stat.
Yeah.
She's very peaceful. You want him here. He brings a great vibe.
No.
Do you see a change in me?
I do.
Right?
You're much calmer. Except
much
for
calmer.
When you got to go somewhere.
You got to
like the
listen,
other day.
I'm very punctual. Do
oh
not
my
make
God.
Me wait.
She'll be like, we have to leave it. We have to leave at 3 o'clock.
But
and
what does
12,
that mean?
12
that's
o'clock.
Respecting
she's like,
other
let's go.
Space and time. I am very, very punctual.
Lauren asked me to drive down with you this weekend, and I was like, no, nope. I can't. I'm scared.
No, you have to be punctual.
I know. Oh my God. No, I'm going to drive my own car. I'm scared. I'm not
well,
punctual.
No, then you're going to escape.
Let us know if we can have a date with a monk. Moving on. We had a lot of community members write in their personal red flags on relationships on the Soch. Yes. So Jules, I don't know if you want to, because
yeah,
we went through that with the guy who was doing his own little alone time. He was
the hand.
The hand, yeah.
Yeah, me time.
Can I just
please
interject for one moment?
Go ahead.
Are we going back to the monk?
No, I'm going back to
the
me
hand.
Time.
Yeah,
got it.
But he was playing with his crystals too.
To all my friends that follow me on Instagram that were disturbed by the fact that I was joking about me time.
What?
Guys.
I got nothing but positive feedback.
I'm just human, guys.
I don't understand.
I laugh,
what were people
joke.
Saying?
Yeah, what?
I'm not a robot. I you know,
I don't get
I'm
it.
Not Mother Teresa.
Mm-hmm.
Like, just calm down, guys.
Yeah.
It's okay. I swear, I have the worst mouth in the world. I have the biggest potty mouth ever.
Mm-hmm.
I know when to turn it on and turn it off.
And if you guys want some me time, check out our new sponsor.
Right.
Oh,
because,
yeah.
You know,
Segway.
Dame, hey, and this isn't even an ad read. Shout to Dame, because I read that for the first time. My dad hit me up. He's like, hey, man. And I went through it. I was like, wow, I never thought I'd say the word labia on this show.
Yeah.
I mean, then again, I feel like labia would come up at one point or another, I guess. It's not that shocking.
I okayed that ad.
But people
I'm
are saying,
about
you know,
it.
You're with your son. And my son is 35 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Guys, he's not 12.
Yeah.
You know.
I'm just out here getting, you know, honestly,
we're
out here enjoying our show, having a good time,
right.
Commenting on your lives, getting paid to get your labia stimulated.
Right.
I mean, I'm just the one out here. Look, to me, you can't beat this.
It's a win-win.
This is
win-win.
This is my nirvana. This is my enlightenment. Okay. I am the monk. Okay, of this place.
Right.
This is my monk spot.
And
you
know what? You own it, and you
that's
sell
right.
it.
That's what I'm saying.
You are the monk.
Okay, okay? I am the guru of your boyfriends having to play with themselves and telling
you
to go away.
Correct.
That's
so
my
like,
thing.
You know, listen. I'm with my children. I'm with my niece. I'm with cute little friends. Okay, and I am alive, and I am a real person. I am not a robot.
Mm.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
So just you know, guys, it's okay.
Anyway,
it's all right.
New red flags. What do you got, Jules?
Giving someone a dress code. If you're dating someone and they tell you what to wear.
Oh.
Well, why? Well, like a dress code in what sense?
They just said giving someone a dress code. So I would think like commenting on what you wear, they don't like it.
Abby, have you been guilty of that in the past?
Yeah, of course.
I feel like that's a yes.
Yeah, that's
yeah, but,
definitely
yeah, but hold on, though. But, no, but like, hey, you know, I think there's a cute way to do it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Do you do it in the cute way or do you just do it in the straight up way? Let's be real.
I think Abby does in the straight up way.
Definitely.
I don't know.
Mm.
I don't know.
Yes,
I feel like I
straight up way.
I don't know.
Definitely. I've seen it.
Seen it. Been there.
Seen
or I've been like, hey, turn
it.
Around.
Mm.
Yeah. No, I've done that one or two times. I've been like, yo, turn around. Nope, turn around.
Yeah. We know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's all right.
Okay.
It's fine.
Mm-mm.
A guy who is rude to his mom.
Yeah, no good.
Oh, nope. That's bad.
Listen.
Ma, shut up.
No way. No. No, you know what? I have to say, I don't experience that with my boys.
No.
At all.
That you do not.
No.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's a good indicator of things, you know? I always say if you're rude to the waitress.
Yeah,
yes.
I hate that.
Yes.
Yes.
That's not okay.
That's
not
big.
Cool.
What else you got, Jules?
Flipping his cell phone so you can't see when it goes off.
Mm-mm. Mm. No good.
I agree.
That's a cheetah.
He doesn't introduce the important people in his life.
Depends on the time frame.
Yeah.
Give him a little slack.
Moving the relationship too fast.
Weird.
Yeah, and a turn off.
Yeah.
When they have a hard time taking accountability.
Grow up, man. People make mistakes.
Yeah, but are these red flags so much as they are traits?
They're their personal
that doesn't
red flags.
That's not really a huge red flag.
Depends how many are in this one person. Mm-hmm. How many traits does this one person have?
Like, I'll give you one: a messy car.
Then I'm a huge red flag.
My car is jacked.
My car
right
is
now.
Immaculate. You want to know how?
You want to know how bad my car is? Okay, there is a wreath with all our faces on it in the back.
You still have that?
Yeah, man. It's July. That's for the Christmas show.
Here's the thing: I have, and I'm gonna put it to youth, because whenever I get into a car of any of my children, my niece. Kids in their 20s, early 30s, whatever. The car is full of water bottles that are empty.
My life okay. is full of water bottles.
It usually has a backpack or a duffel or something. Or like it is just like it looks like you've been living in it.
I do live in it. Okay. That's why.
My trunk is immaculate. I have one thing in my trunk. It's Marky's stroller for whenever I get her. All right. And my car is immaculate. Always. If I have a water bottle, which I generally travel with a bottle of water, I take it back in the house with me. What does it take to take that water bottle and bring it in the house with you? I don't understand. I literally have to brush water bottles off the floor on all my kids' cars when I get in them. I don't understand it. I just don't. How do you drive like that? Doesn't it like clog your mind and make you crazy, clutter like that?
It would drive me crazy.
Yes.
My car is a total shit zone.
But you're also going all over the place with your kids.
No excuse. There's no excuse for a half-eaten bag of Doritos to be sitting on the floor of the car for 5 months.
Oh, no, that's not there. It's just all water bottles, towels from the sand. It just looks like a total shit show. I'm not going to lie.
What about this 2-in-1 shampoo in his shower? He doesn't have a separate shampoo.
I don't care about that. For a man who gets a shit.
He can even wash his hair with a bar of soap. Who cares?
I don't care about that.
If he doesn't give you his passwords to his phone.
I don't ask
it's
for that.
It's a bigger red flag that you're asking.
Yeah, I don't ask for him.
I don't ask for that. In all my years married, you know, I know his password. He knows mine. Yeah. Have I ever used it? Ever,
I've
never.
I've never checked Josh's phone.
And if you have to do that, care. That's your red flag.
I don't know what else to say about it. I just don't care. It could be right next to me.
That's a little wild.
Yeah, I don't want that. I feel like one time in the middle of the night, I woke up and he was on my phone and I was like, yo, are you checking my shit? And he was like, no. And I was like, dude, no.
That's
I don't
the red
check
flag,
yours.
The need to have to check.
Okay, so what's the next one?
Well, there's quite a few. They're all kind of similar, but this I'll do one more. Drinks excessively every time they go out.
Oh, problem.
Oh, well.
Oh, my God. You can't date foul.
Problem. Deal with it.
You can't date foul at all.
No, it's a problem. Yeah. You know, listen,
my God.
It's okay to have a drink, perhaps two at dinner, but to excessively drink multiple times a week?
How the hell do you think you do this job?
Anyway. On a first date? How much would you have on a first date? Just one drink?
Well, it depends on what you can hold. It's not like I would say no more than two.
Yeah.
Two is fine.
That's a good one. I really don't know. I mean, I think you follow the other person. You know what I mean?
Unless you're
like, I think on a first date, I think it's always safe to go like bottle of wine. Okay. You know what I mean? But like you kind of want to keep the pace.
Yeah.
You know, just throwing that out there.
If I'm on a business meeting, lunch / dinner, whatever, lunch, I wouldn't order a drink. But at dinner, if I would order a drink, it would only be one. Because I don't date anymore, guys. It's been like 40 years.
Is it a first date? Are we saying first date?
First date, yeah.
Yeah, if you get wasted on your first date, we're never having a second date.
But is there anything wrong with two drinks on a date?
No. Anything less than two. Two drinks is like perfect. Right. You don't want to have just one because then it's kind of like, I don't know. You don't want to, and you want to have like five because then you're wasted. So like two is nice.
Yeah.
I would have two.
One, like order two, but not finish the second perhaps. Just have it there.
You know what I feel like?
I don't think Fal's been on a date.
No, and I feel like I haven't really because I was married. I was with Josh for so long. I didn't get to do the whole dating scene. I think I'm ready for it.
I think I'm ready
to start.
Okay.
Because I didn't get to do any of this shit. Like, I want people to take me to fancy dinners, not have to pay for anything.
Right.
Go for a wonderful two drinks. I want to do that. I'm just going to tell Josh, I'm ready to start dating now. I started way too early with you.
Bring the monk because then it'll be innocent.
Yeah.
I could date the monk.
The monk.
Me and the monk are dating. No, but seriously, I miss, I like, Christine gets all pissy when we talk about dating. And I'm like, like kind of a little jealous. Like, you get to go out all the time to these nice restaurants to get total delicious meals. Like, I would
too.
Go and
you do too,
I do too, but
date.
I have to pay for them.
It's I have expected a text from Christine saying, okay, fine, I'm on the way.
No, because she knows I was a little aggravated about it because the way that it ended.
Well, let's get into a question.
Sure.
Let's go.
Right ahead.
Let's go. Let's all digress together. Dear Albie, hey guys, I emailed recently about my sister and her daughters. Well, I need y'all's help. In 2 weeks, I will be going on a family vacation with all my family, and my husband won't be able to make it. But he's worried about me because my sister, who is the oldest, has been taking shots at me. Nothing big, but it has become a lot lately, and I've always been the type to let things go because, one, I don't like confrontation. Two, I choose the high road because in the end, I can walk away knowing I have nothing to apologize for or feel awkward knowing that it's all on another person. But my husband feels my family takes me as a pushover, and lately my mom and sister have been taking little shots at me. My husband now doesn't feel comfortable sending me and the kids away with them for 5 days because he feels that they are just going to treat me and the kids poorly, and I'm not going to say anything. He's had it with everything lately and said, if I hear they're treating our kids unfair or you, I'm going to say something. My mom and sister are a lot alike. Me, on the other hand, I'm like my dad and brother, where we say little jokes a lot and all around just want to have fun. My sister has always pointed out that at me, and my brother are close. Oh, my sister has always pointed out that me and my brother are close and feels like we leave her out. But me and my brother can share anything with each other and know we won't judge one another. My sister will tell everyone your business, and the moment you have a disagreement with her, be ready for the whole town to know your business. Recently, my family had a group chat. My mom, dad, brother, and sister. And my sister sent an invite for one of my nephew's birthday dinners. I didn't respond, not on purpose, but opened and then got busy. Well, later that day, I sent a picture of my dinner in a group chat with the entire extended family. And on this chat, my sister sent a text saying, nice dinner, but I'm still waiting for you to text me back. Then I said, sorry, family, excuse me while I have a fight with my sister. With her, it's different because if I did that to her, she wouldn't talk to me. She would call everyone and tell them how mean I am and how embarrassing I am. Do I say something even though I know it's going to start a fight, or just keep taking the high road? Should I even go on this trip? Kara.
Two main takeaways from that. Mm-hmm. One, your husband shouldn't get involved. No matter what, it's your family, brothers and sisters. That's the biggest way to get hated in the family.
Why is everybody laughing? Do we know who wrote this?
No, I'm laughing because you missed a lot while you were reading it.
What do you mean?
Candace and I had a whole sign language
thing. Oh, yeah?
Yeah. So, yeah.
That's fine.
So, yeah, shouldn't get involved. Good way to get hated, whether you're a husband or not. Like, don't get involved in the family stuff. The second thing is everybody in that entire equation is way too sensitive.
Hmm. Well, here's the thing.
Like, who
don't
gives a shit?
Listen, grow up, sister, okay?
Everybody.
Don't go for my kids, man.
Don't go for my kids.
Listen.
God.
Here's the thing.
Who cares about any of this?
Keep the kids out of it, number one. And if you have sensitive issues with siblings, keep the kids out of it.
Well, of course. But I don't think it was at the kids' birthday party, right?
No, she said that the husband was afraid that she was going to bully the kids or something to that effect.
But like, that
paraphrase
to me is like super sensitive.
Husband, mind your business.
Right.
Okay. And it's a right to support your wife in your home four walls and say whatever. But she is an adult and she can make her own decisions.
Right.
I, for one, I am an advocate of the high road.
Yeah.
But it can get tiring.
And it's just like, I don't know. Like, I start to think about, like, this is so... I don't know. In my life, I've come to a point where I don't care. Like, sensitive people drive me too crazy. And I'm just like, okay, if you're going to be sensitive, we can't. We are not on the same
wavelength.
With
someone like that, okay, there is no talking to them.
Yeah,
because
so
their beliefs are their beliefs. Their feelings are their feelings. If they are that hypersensitive, okay, there will never be a right thing to say to them, because they will find something that they will find offensive or hurtful.
Yeah.
So the best thing to do is keep it at arm's length,
right? Okay.
And say, hey, sure, I'll come, whatever. And just, you know what? These potatoes are great. You did a great job on these potatoes. Kids, go out in the pool. Have a good time. Love you to bits. See you Christmas.
Yeah, like, I don't...
That's it. Keep it very generic. Because
get rid of the group chat.
Right. All right. And do not let that relationship prohibit you from having a relationship with another sibling, because some people are people and they have connections. Okay. So if you have a better connection with another sibling, that's not bad. That's not bad on you. All right. So, you know, keep it going. Celebrate it. As long as you and that sibling don't turn maliciously towards the other one with intent. Okay. So you can't, if this other sibling feels hurt by that relationship, that shouldn't prohibit you from having the relationship. That's on them.
Yeah.
All right? It's not on you.
Too much. Way too much. That's the way I see it. The fact that you're that stressed out about it, I would just be like, yo, you're just being way too sensitive for me. Sorry. That's it. Seriously. I've had that a lot. Like, too many people. Like, honestly, Christine and I have this all the time. Like, Christine gets upset with certain things, and I'm like, Christine, you're being super sensitive
right now.
Like, she's going to be upset. Right. She's going to be upset about that conversation.
She is thinking about this.
Lauren does stuff like this. I called Lauren before.
And I have this fight constantly.
I called Lauren before to invite her to dinner. She's like, oh, hey.
Yeah, nice. Thanks for inviting
me. Mom posts a picture of us. Cheers. And she goes, where's my invite? I'm like, you just hung up on me.
Oh, Lauren. Lauren is the queen of hypersensitive. Queen.
And Lauren and Candace have their cousins, but they are sisters.
Yeah. Mm. And we fight about
this. They fight like sisters. They are sisters. And this is a perfect argument for them. But you both have the capacity to overlook that and say, okay, fine.
Like, I didn't even do anything yet. Right. We're all going to the Berkeley this weekend, Saturday. Mm-hmm. I started this, but I told Lauren we should have a summer party. So we're all going to go to the Berkeley and stay overnight, like just the girls from the salon. And Lauren has been on my ass. It was my idea, which I'm fine. I think it's great. So sensitive about it. I didn't even go yet. And she's like, you don't want to go. I was like, what? I made it up. I could just tell already. You're looking to get out of it. I was like, I'm not looking to get out of it. Well, you're not going to come the whole time. You're going to leave early. I'm like, yo. Are you for real right now? Like, you're being so sensitive. I didn't even say anything.
But the good news is you could have that conversation with her and get past it.
But that's what you have to do. You have to just be blunt. Like, this beating around the bush stuff with people that are sensitive, you just have to come right out and say, like, yo, you're being super
but
sensitive.
But if the person if that person doesn't recognize that you're trying to be truthful and say, get over it, stop being so sensitive, and if they continue that process, there's no pleasing them. Mm-hmm. So you just have to keep it like very, you know, I'm not saying walk away from the relationship, but have a different outlook on it. Mm-hmm. And don't expose yourself so much, maybe.
Right. I agree with that.
And I wouldn't take any BS about the kids. That's no good. No. We'll get into another one, though.
Okay.
I'm going to run into another one.
Okay.
Here we go. This one's signed, Confused and Devastated.
Oh, wow. I like that. Mm-hmm. I like that. I like the sound of that.
3 pages long.
Jules, you really laid it on him with the longers.
Let me tell you, I've been taking stuff out. I take sentences out. I respell. Some people don't know how to spell.
I noticed you made the font larger.
I do.
That is a longer.
That's
one
when I accent stuff. Anyway.
I like that. Oh.
Dear Albie, hello everyone and anyone in the studio. I apologize because this may be a long one. Also, please don't use my name. It's often mispronounced anyway. I really hope the Don is in the studio because I feel like I need her wisdom.
I'm here.
But happy to hear anyone's input as I think you are all wonderful. She's saying all the right things. So far,
we like her.
I'm 26, almost 27, currently enrolled in a doctoral program. In January of 2021, I began a new relationship after being single for quite some time. And in the beginning, I was always very honest about how much longer I'd be in school and what that would look like. My boyfriend, or maybe ex-boyfriend now, since I'm not really sure where we are, was fully supportive of this and never let on about this being an issue. Then suddenly, with no signs or warnings, he tells me he feels like we're at different points in our lives, and he feels like by the time I'm ready to start a family, he will be too old. He's 29 now. I explain that I only have 2 more years, or actually classes, then those last 2 years of schooling include placements and just building up hours while to get licensed. And even mentioned, I am ready for the future we discussed and would even be more than happy starting a family after the 2 years of classes are up. To which he then stated he feels like his feelings are not as strong as mine are for him, and he feels like he should feel stronger about me at this point. For clarity, it's been about 6 to 7 months of dating. After a long, calm conversation, he kept texting me saying he doesn't want to leave me and already feel like he is probably going to regret it. I also want to add, I recently found out that he had been married in the past and did not tell me. I found out by finding an old picture. I wasn't even mad about this. I was upset he hid it and was fine moving past that. Right now, we're taking some space, but I guess my question is, am I stupid for holding out hope something can work out? Should I just cut my losses at this point? I feel like he doesn't know what he wants, and I'm being punished for being honest. I want nothing more than to settle down and start building my life and family, but I feel like since I won't be able to start my career until almost 30, I've become undesirable or unable to find that. Wishing you all the best, confused and devastated.
Confused and devastated. Your boyfriend, bye.
Yeah. Yep.
Confused and devastated.
Easy.
Bye. Do you sound stupid for thinking it's going to work out? Yeah.
Okay, here's the thing.
Not good.
You are on course for something that takes a tremendous amount of dedication. Okay, so congratulations.
What did she go to school for? I missed that part.
Doctorate. That's major. Okay.
Please, you're going to be a doctorate? Well, she could be a doctor?
Yes.
It's a doctorate
in education.
All right. Josh is going for a doctorate. By the way, when Josh goes for the doctorate, we all call him Dr. Chewy from now on, no matter what. Go ahead.
So here's the thing. You have shown commitment and dedication to what you want to do with your future and your life. This person came along in the middle of that.
Yeah.
Okay. You're only dating 6-7 months. You are both very young, by the way. P.S.
Yeah, 30?
All right. It's 26.
Oh, all right. What the hell? I thought she said 30.
No, by the time she's done with everything, she'll be 30. Listen, pay attention.
That was a lot. You know how I get with long
Okay,
things.
So now, and FYI, you never told me you didn't like chocolate ice cream. I wouldn't have bought chocolate ice cream. You're hiding a wife, an ex-wife.
Mm. Yeah,
all right?
What if she's a psycho?
What? And now you're saying that he's saying to you, I have to put my life on hold. I'm not sure you can give me what I want. Guess what? Bye.
Yeah. And bye. Not for nothing, don't even make yourself sound desperate for this person. Bye-bye. I'm going to have a doctorate soon.
Yeah,
bye.
I mean, look, I think number one, I don't think you should ever apologize for, number one, being just very upfront with what you want your timing of life to be. And if he wasn't really vibing with the timing and wanted to move on, then you know what? Screw it. Like, you got to commit to yourself first. We've talked about that on this show a million times. But here's my thing, okay? You're 6-7 months in and you find an old photo of, you know, like, I don't even know where to begin with this.
Yeah, that would have been the end for me. I would have been like, what? You didn't tell me?
Yeah, you want to talk red flags. You were married.
Psychopath.
You didn't say nothing.
Right.
It's 6-7 months.
Who doesn't say anything?
You know, and then it's like, oh, hey, well, you know, I don't feel like my feelings are strong for you at this point.
Right, well, right there.
Well,
all right,
man. You're not respecting my feelings. You're not respecting me as a human being to say that you were. You know, listen, you don't have to say I was in relationship with it. A marriage is quite a different thing.
All I needed to hear in that entire thing was he said that my feelings were stronger than his. That's it. Bottom line, end of story. Goodbye. I'm not desperate for you. I'm still young. I'm getting my freaking doctorate. Whether it means you're going to be a medical doctor or not, I don't know. But whatever it is, you're definitely better than this guy
who hides
his marriages.
It's also not a long-standing relationship where you had, you know, when you met when you were 25, 24, 23, whatever the case, right out of college, who knows, I don't care, all right, and said, you know what, I'm going to open a bakery one day and I'm going to be home every night at 5 o'clock. And then just laid it on him that you were going to go to school and this was going to be a commitment in your life. He met you mid-process.
Yeah, don't alter your shit
so
for him.
So you do not change your life and your dreams and your goals for someone who is a liar that hides something as big as an ex-wife. Mm-hmm. And that's someone that wants to prohibit you and suffocate you, okay, in achieving your goals and dreams that you clearly have worked very hard for. And again, you should be celebrated. This person wants to suffocate you. This person wants to control you. And this person is a liar.
Boom.
Yeah, they got to go. And then, here's what I don't like. When you say, you don't come from a place of fear with this. When you say, I feel like I won't be able to start my career until I'm 30 and I've become undesirable or unable to find basically someone to settle down with.
Yeah,
First of all, he
made her feel like that.
There's no timeline for success, okay? Mm-hmm. And there's no timeline, I think, for happiness either. You're going to find somebody, okay, that is a fit for your life at that stage, and then you guys either grow together or not. But it's already pretty obvious you're not growing anything with this dude.
He doesn't value her. He doesn't value her commitment. He doesn't value her time. Mm-hmm. He doesn't value her dreams and her goals, and he only wants what's best for him. And in that space, he decides that an ex-wife, God only knows how long they were married, is not worth mentioning.
Nah, nope. Nope.
Peace out, bruh.
Bye.
Wish him well.
No thanks.
Yeah, so
Anything. Anything else, guys?
We going to Disney, Al? We going to go to Disney?
I mean, I don't know. I kicked it around to you guys.
Al's talking about taking a family trip to Disney.
I thought about doing like a Dear Albie trip to Disney, but you know, there's just so much going on. I mean, you know.
I think maybe February, March would be nice if we did.
Well, what? Listen, Uncle Al, that's when I'm going to go for cheer. The family to the Disney in October, he said.
So October, so soon.
We did a family text and we said, I called, obviously, I texted.
Not October 23rd.
No. We texted the family group chat and I said, okay, who's got what going on? So we you know, Lauren and her family, Albie, Christopher, myself, hoping for an early October trip to Disneyland like we did last time with her Marky's second birthday. We're hoping to go.
Al,
mm-hmm.
Speaking of trips.
Yes.
Remember the fun leading up to Jamaica?
I do.
I think that maybe you should book another extravagant trip just so we could talk about it.
I'm going to, actually.
Okay,
I'm
where actually, are you going to go?
Well, you know what? There's so much with COVID that I just feel like we need to really understand first. Because I was going to do something fun, you know, like a Italy thing or whatever. And now like, you know what? I really just feel like I want to take a pretty substantial amount of time off.
Okay.
Whether I'm not or not, I'm going to be able to do that. I mean, it's not looking good right now.
Well, the winter.
Because we're getting busier. Now we got a lot of good things happening, new things.
Happening. But here's my other question. Here's my other fear. Mm-hmm. Guys, I don't want to put it out in the ether.
Don't even say if it's about Corona.
Yeah.
But that's what I'm saying. If that ramps up again.
We're regressing, friends.
Guys, I'm not even going to say it on the pod, but I am not regressing.
Well, listen.
I'm going forward.
This is the
type
of thing.
There's no going backwards.
I don't want to get into it and stress everybody out about the variant. But I will tell you this much, okay? But what I will say is that you got. I quickly a few months ago traded my international plans for domestic plans,
right.
And now if this stuff keeps up, I'm like, man, we're going to be on a staycation
friend,
situation.
You, your brother, and your sister. We learned from experience over the summer because I had to go into the safe and look at passports that. You have your passports here.
He just traveled.
They're
no, I think we're all toast.
Their passports expire January 21.
Yeah,
here's the thing. I read an article yesterday, 6 month backup.
What?
Due to a corona.
Mm. Don't even ask me how.
Yeah, we went down that road. We figured that out, and then it was pretty crazy. I mean, Chris even said it. It's like 3 months to get the same day passport. Which why are you calling it the same day passport? Mm.
6 months. So,
but yeah. So I think we'll plan. I had a couple ideas of some things that I wanted to do. I don't know if it's going to be much of an extravaganza, but yeah, we'll have some fun.
No, that's not going to be fun for me. It was more fun for me when you did the extravaganza and we watched the tour and we watched the video. It's got to be like that.
Oh no, I'm still going to YouTube.
Yeah.
But the thing is,
that was the best part.
Yeah. I had felt like I had been on the trip already.
Yeah, like you were souped and I was souped for you.
Yeah.
And then getting the documentation whilst there.
Yeah.
And then upon your return,
mm-hmm.
were for us and the community, we all loved it.
Community was all very upset with me.
No, I'm not sticking a pin in shit.
International travel's not happening. He doesn't have a passport. It's going to take him 6 months at least to get a passport. That's if he went tomorrow.
No, go to the city.
No, it's a 6 month wait to get it
Look,
back.
This is what she's like when we don't leave on time. See how she is right now? Her face got really intense.
Because I told them all. I told all of them that their passports expired.
My passport is
mine
ready.
Is good to 2025.
You know what
guys,
it is?
So
I know what
anywhere.
This is. She just wants us to get our passports so she can go fly to meet her guru.
Oh.
I'll go.
Oh, you mean the
her monk?
Yeah.
No, the monk's going to come to us.
Monk's come to us.
Okay.
He's going to stay here, though. He can't stay at the Berkeley. He doesn't like hotels.
We got to go, guys.
If the monk comes here, you all must stay as well.
I'll stay with the monk.
You'll stay here?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll bunk with the monk.
I'm in. I'm all in.
Bunk
just
with
to
the
see
monk.
Uncle Al's reaction when he comes
don't
over the monk.
Don't say anything yeah, to him. Go, just have the monk. He wears the garb.
I know what he's going to do. What the fuck?
Like, who for the fucking
what,
monk?
What is this?
Who for the fucking monk?
I come home and I gotta see that you got a monk.
Fucking guy sitting here.
There's a guy. He's floating in the great room.
What's
I'm trying
name?
To watch TV.
Fucking Bondi.
Okay. I ask him who he
the
is.
Staying here.
Got a monk. Oh my god.
Unbelievable.
I can't.
He got a fucking monk.
And here's what will happen. He will sit and have a 12-hour conversation with that monk.
He'll have like, the robe.
You know what the shaman told me?
No.
Yeah.
Be him. No, he's going to go back. He's going to tell everybody at the brown. Like, you know, so I got a guy at home. I got a shaman. At home, it's funny because you know, you said you're stressed out at home. Listen, no, trust me. At home, I got a shaman.
I got my guy.
No. Okay. I have the beads in the book.
I'll call him right now. You want me to call him? It's a monk. I'll just call him.
He's staying at my house. He's here for a week.
Yeah. He's right. Been there like a month and a half. Okay. He just eats out of the fridge peanuts, the guy. Mostly nuts.
Bonte.
You fuck my wife's happy.
Yeah.
School.
I don't know where. Yeah. Right? You know,
all right. So that's it. Bonte, I'm going to email him. I'm going to tell him we got a place for him to stay. Al's going to pick him up at the airport.
Right.
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 What?
And you have to stay. Don't leave me alone.
Oh, no, I'm going to stay with him, too. I want to stay with him.
Okay.
We got to go.
I know him. I'm the connection.
Bye.
Bye.
Seeking the truth never gets old. Introducing June's Journey, the free-to-play mobile game that will immerse you in a thrilling murder mystery. Join June Parker as she uncovers hidden objects and clues to solve her sister's death in a beautifully illustrated world set in the roaring 20s. With new chapters added every week, the excitement never ends. Download June's Journey now on your Android or iOS device, or play on PC through Facebook Games.